Radio fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It's time for a Friday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. I got to tell you, we have had a fantastic week here this week. Man, sitting out here in Oklahoma, just enjoying the beautiful weather. Had an opportunity to go out and do some fishing yesterday, which we are going to show you highlights from. This weekend, I believe we're going to do it on Sunday after the PBR on Versus. So it should be somewhere around 6:30 or so, I'm guessing. That would be, I think, Eastern time. Maybe we'll do it at 6 o'clock Central time. Well, wait a second. I got to back on the ranch show. I can't do it then. Well, we'll figure it out, I promise you. It's going to be a good deal, though. You guys are not going to want to miss the highlights from this weekend. Got to send a special thank you out to Tony Coatney, who's a pro bass fisherman. He's also a guy right here on Grand Lake, and he took us out, myself and Jay Brainerd. We got to do some fishing. We were so hooked on what was happening out there, we couldn't get enough. We actually went out later on and did some shoreline fishing, which was even better. That's right. Making Eight did catch his first bass out here of the weekend and was feeling pretty good about it. So we'll show you some highlights, some clips. It was a whole lot of fun. And once again, got to thank Tony for taking the time out for us and, you know, for you, the fans. We're going to talk a little bit about him. We're going to find out a little bit more this weekend. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. We got some big things rolling in this weekend, obviously. Del Rio, Texas, CBR is going to be out there in full swing for the George Paul Memorial Bull Ride. We have also got some big PBR action, Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm going to tell you what, these guys are fired up and ready to go. Had a great show yesterday with Aaron and Austin Meyer both. And, you know, that was something that, you know, we've been trying to work on a little bit here and there. What a fantastic show yesterday was. And if you guys missed it, make sure to get over and check out the archives. We do have them there on Making8.com. Click on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and you will find it. Great, great day. And we certainly enjoyed it. Now, we do know that some of our fans are actually heading down to Des Moines for the PBR Bill Ford Tough Series event going on there tonight and tomorrow. Got to send a big old shout-out to Miss Emily, who's tuned in, I believe, on the phone line. So we want to send a big old shout-out to her. Send us Twitter messages here this morning. I also got word, Jesse Bain will be answering Twitter questions tomorrow night, 6 p.m. So you guys make sure to tune in to Twitter tomorrow night. And I believe it's Team PBR that you can get questions to Jesse. Maybe about the weekend, maybe about his career moving in. You know, I think it would be a great deal. I think we're going to try to tune into it as well. And, of course, we'll talk about it on our Back on the Ranch show on Sunday. You know, that really is. It says a lot about Erin. You know, she is so excited and so passionate about what she is doing that it really makes it for some great great commentary, great sideline reporting, because she is passionate. You know, she's got a lot to learn. She's young in the bull riding, in the rodeo world. You know, she's a California girl, but that doesn't mean that she can't be good at her job. And I certainly feel like she is coming around in some pretty big strides. Obviously, you guys heard her yesterday on the Lunch Hour show, as we sat back and had 10 questions with Austin Meyer. And, you know, it kind of got her back in the swing of things, and we're so glad that she was able to do that right here on MakingIt.com. And absolutely, Gabby, you're right. In regards to the Jesse Byrne questioning tomorrow, 6 o'clock is when that starts. You have to hashtag it PBR chat. And I believe that that is how you will be able to get your questions there. So, yes, make sure you guys do that, as we certainly want to get some questions out there to Jesse. Had an opportunity to run into him in Tampa. Great guy. And look forward to hopefully one day here having him on our show. Absolutely, Gabby. That's another great comment coming in there in regards to Erin. That, you know, she is getting a lot more relaxed and she's getting a lot more comfortable. So it's making it it's making it fun for us to listen to her, especially now that we've had an opportunity to get to know her a little bit. You know, she's such a passionate person about what she does. And like I said, I, for one, am just absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to work with her from time to time and have her check in with you, the fans. I think that's great, you know. I will tell you that we do have a guest that we're going to try to get here on our show. It would be another one of your favorites, and we're going to sit back and talk with this bull rider. Going to not let you know who it is just yet, so you guys will have to stay tuned. Keep tuning in right here on MakingIt.com and the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. But I will tell you that we have had a fantastic time. Now, I do have to get my fantasy picks in for the Des Moines, Iowa event. I'm struggling. I went through the list. I started picking some matchups, some guys that we've talked to, some guys that, you know, we may have some insight that I think are going to do real well. I need your guys' help. You guys tell me, who do you guys have matched up this week and why? And, you know, let's sit back and talk about it. But we're going to give you an opportunity to sit back and fill us in on what's going on and who you have for your fantasy picks this week. We're going to take a short break here, fans, and when we come back, we're going to get more into the bull riding rodeo action with you, the Making Eight fans. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Crashing my body into my face. I'm too lazy to work and too scared to steal. I've been paying my been fun. I'm rolling in the papers, we're number one. Good Lord willing, and I don't let up. I've been drinking about a life on a silver cup. Folks back home, I know that I missed all.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Friday, ready for the weekend. And I got to tell you, man, it's got some bull riding coming at you. PBR, CBR, I'm telling you, rodeos are everywhere and in full swing. We got a lot of guys out there going to be hitting the road. Want to wish them safe travels out there this weekend. We've got a lot of our fans out there on the road. We want to wish them safe travels as well. So, getting down to it, like I said, we do have our fantasy picks up and running, but man, I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time. Now, I'm seeing in the chat room a lot of our fans are really posting out some really good picks this week. Some of the ones that I took a look at as well. Man. So, I will tell you that for Tier 1 that I do have Austin Meyer. I have also been torn between him and LJ because LJ is on fire. I mean, this guy is just riding his bulls. But, you know, after talking with Austin yesterday, I really believe this guy has got things together. He's ready to rock and roll. He's feeling healthy, and he's definitely one of my picks. Now, for Tier B, I ended up going with some guys really based on their average and kind of looking at the first-round draws. Robinson Palermo is one that I think is also going to do real well, and Shane Proctor. I went with both of those guys. I think that we've got a pretty good chance with those two. So those are kind of my wild cards, though. You know, a lot of guys haven't made mention about them. But, yeah, I did go ahead and pick them. Tier C, I have nobody. Man, wow. Tell you what, I don't know what it is down here, but this weather. So, yeah, Tier C, I have absolutely nobody. I need some help with that. For my Bulls, I have After Party. Now, Big Tex also came off of a really big week. I think that he would be one that, you know, I think that he would be one that is going to really do well. So I did go with Big Tex. I also have After Party. Cooper Tires, Wild and Out are my three Bulls. And then my tiebreaker is Billionaire. Man, wow. I might have to take a short break here, fans. I can't get that one to kick it. But anyhow, so yeah, I need some help with Tier C. What do you guys know of? Now, you guys have all thrown out some pretty good names that I really think could make an impact here this week. Wow, okay. I think we got it now. Tony Mendez has been riding pretty strong, or he came on pretty strong, and he sort of kind of fizzled out a little bit. We haven't seen a whole lot about him, so I'm kind of a little bit concerned. He's been one of my regular picks here that has turned out not to be such a as great as what I would thought. Luke Snyder riding really like he's young again, you know. Real impressive. I'm kind of impressed. I'm kind of torn to take him. Sean Willingham, although he had a bad week last week, you know, these guys are just getting back in the swing of things. And, yeah, so I think that, you know, Sean is really would be a solid pick. Stormy Wing is another one that I think will come out of the woodworks. You know, he's on a bull they call Stretch Armstrong. Can score real good, but he's got to make that 8-second ride. There's so many of them in here that I just really feel pretty positive about. Reese Cates coming off of a pretty big win, you know, or a pretty big finish anyways, pulling in over $12,000 for last week up in Seattle. You know, this guy is really struggling to get himself back up on tour and stay there. I think that Reese could certainly make an impact. So, you know, I'm really torn. I really am. I would really love to see something big happen. I got to be better on my fantasy picks here this week, though, guys, because last week was absolutely terrible. But, you know, we're just sitting here talking about some of the guys here that we were going to be going through picking in our fantasy picks. And I told you guys that we did have a guy that we were going to bring onto our show. Right here checking in and talking with you, the Making 8 fans, you, the PBR fans. So, it is my pleasure to bring on a guy that rode three out of his last four bulls last week up there in Seattle, ended up pulling in over $12,000, and I'm talking about the man, Mr. Reese Cates. So, Reese, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, partner.
Oh, thanks for having me, Scott.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you're able to take the time out, man. First off, congratulations on your good finish up there last week in Seattle, man. I know that's got to be pretty exciting for you, and it certainly came at the right time, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, doing well never comes at a bad time, that's for sure. But I feel like I possibly needed that more than most guys did in their career, and to kind of keep them motivated and keep them going. So, yeah, it came at a great time.
You know, and I actually saw the article this week posted on PBRnow.com, and I know that, you know, from week in and week out, you know, it's hard for you to actually determine where you're going to be. You don't know if you're going to be up there at the Belfort Tough Series events, and it makes it hard for you to make your traveling plans. Now that you've gotten Seattle there, and you ended up finishing third, am I correct?
Right, correct, yeah.
You know, and pulling off a big win like that, does that give you motivation going in here to Des Moines? I'm sure it does.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything that came out of Seattle was a positive. You know, I mean, the money and the confidence and the momentum, it's all a plus. And, you know, but it's still bull riding, and it's still, you know, you still have to show up and go through the same thing each and every time you get on one. And that's just part of it. And so the momentum and the confidence, that's great, and it's a lot easier to keep the ball rolling than it is to get it rolling. But like I said, you have to approach the next ride the same way, and that's the main thing, you know, I'm trying to do right now is just take it one bull at a time and have fun and enjoy doing it.
Absolutely, and it really seems like you are now, you know, coming into the season. We're just about ready to come into the mid-season break there for the PBR Belfort Tough Series. What are your plans for the off season? What are you going to be doing in that time off?
Well, they actually called me this week and invited me back to Brazil, so I'm hoping to get to go spend a couple of weeks in Brazil and go to some of the Brazilian PBR events. And you know, I've got a vacation scheduled with my family to Mexico, and obviously go to some of the Turn Pro events. I mean, there's a lot of great events that people never get to see because they're not televised, but they are a lot of fun, and I'm definitely going to try to make some of those. You know, one of my favorite events all season is Springdale, Arkansas. It's home state, and it's great bulls, and it pays $10,000 to win the event. So you almost can't turn that event down, especially being from the state of Arkansas, because you always have a home state crowd backing you, and you know, I always seem to do fairly well at that event.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, you gotta love being able to ride in front of your hometown fans and your family and everybody else there. Did you actually drive up to Des Moines, or did you fly up there?
No, I actually drove up here. It was it's only about a 10-hour drive from where I live, so it's not that bad.
Right. Did you pick up any hitchhikers along the way? Any other bull riders trying to make the trip?
No, although I did see some hitchhikers, I didn't pick any up, and everyone that I talked to had already bought their airfare, so you know, I was pretty much on my own. So, you know, I just drove about halfway and stopped for a little bit, and then got back on the road and drove the other half. So, for a very experienced bull rider, I don't think 10 hours is much of a drive.
No, it certainly isn't. That's for sure. Now, let me ask you something. While you're in the truck, you know, or you're driving down the road, what usually goes through your head? I mean, you know, the draws are out for round one, and you've got a bull called Charlie Key. Do you really think about him, or do you try not to think about him? You just sit back and you know, listen to some music to get you on down the road? Or what's it like sitting in that truck with Reese Cates?
Well, Charlie T, as far as I know, is a great draw. And other than that, that's about all I know, and I feel like that's really about all I need to know. Much more than that, and I would try to go start overanalyzing the situation, and that's never a positive. But you know, yeah, I love to listen to the radio, and being on the road is usually a time for me to kind of catch up with everybody that I haven't talked to in a while. I'm usually on the phone quite a bit on a long drive, and I get to talk to people that I haven't talked to in a while, whether it's family or friends or just people from back in high school that I haven't talked to. And so I really get to do a lot of catching up, and there's a lot of people that know exactly where I'm at right now because of a phone conversation last night with someone that I might not have talked to in a couple of years.
Right. Well, man, I got to tell you, yeah, you're a lot like the I think all the bull riders are like that. When you get in that truck and you get on the road, the first thing you grab is your phone. And hopefully you've got enough minutes, man. Hopefully you got those unlimited minute plans, because you can certainly eat them up while you're out there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. If you didn't, you would probably go broke trying to pay for a cell phone bill.
That's for sure. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do outside of the arena, man, when you're not out riding bulls. Tell the fans here a little bit about what some of the things that you like to do when you're back home in Arkansas.
Well, you know, I love spending time with my family and with my friends. It's something that's very important to me. And I've just now, you know, since I'm not, you know, taking college classes anymore and you know, doing things like that, living a few hours away from the house, I'm actually getting to spend a little more time with my family and do things with them. And so, you know, I love going to the lake. I love going hunting. I love going fishing. I have some colts that I've been breaking, and that takes up quite a bit of my time. But on Tuesday nights, I have a class where, you know, young bull riders or even older bull riders come, and you know, we spend a few hours watching videos, my videos, their videos, and videos of bull riding legends, and we also ride the barrel and you know, sometimes they get on practice bulls and stuff like that, and then just trying to promote the sport of bull riding and give back to the sport of bull riding, and you know, have a great time. Those kids really keep me motivated, because you know, I get to kind of see the fire that's in their eyes that you know, a 15 or 16 year old bull rider has, sometimes it's easy to forget about that, you know, whenever you're doing it for a living and it's all about traveling and trying to support yourself and trying to stay motivated. Those kids will definitely help you do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I got to ask you something here. And how far are you away from Oklahoma there in Arkansas?
Well, it's about... From my house to Idabel, Oklahoma, which is where my best friend lives, it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So, and, you know, anyone who knows where Idabel is, it's right there on the line. So, you know, about 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw something out at you. I would love to come down there. We're actually up here in the northeast corner right outside Monkey Island, actually. I don't know if you know where that's at, right here on Grand Lake up here in Oklahoma. We're visiting some friends. We're going to be out here for the next couple months. I'd love to get down there and actually maybe do some video footage of what your Tuesday nights are like out there, spending time with some of these young guys. If you're interested, man, we'll make a trip up there. We'll talk after this weekend. But, man, I'd love to shoot up that way and let some of the fans see what it is that you actually do for some of these young bull riders and all.
Well, you know what's awesome about that is that, you know, Cord McCoy has really got inspired about this, and he's actually wanting to start up a deal of his own at his house, and we're supposed to set a date for the next couple of weeks to actually have a class at his house, and I'm going to come in and possibly bring a few of my guys that come on Tuesdays over to Cord McCoy's house with me. And he's supposed to have, you know, anywhere between 10 and 20 kids come for his class. And nonetheless, Cord just wants to see what the class is about and see if it's something that he would like to do, because, you know, he loves hearing the stories and about how these kids keep me motivated. And I think it's something that you know, he's wanting to be a part of.
Man, that is
so
excellent. That
so,
really,
you know,
is. I like what you guys are doing.
Right. You know, it's just fun, and it's, like I said, it's giving back to the sport that's done so much for me, and I know it's done the same for Cord, but, you know, that would probably actually work out better for you to come to Cord's house, because, you know, he's obviously from Oklahoma.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk this week, you know, after this weekend. We'll let you go do your job here this weekend and go have some fun riding bulls, but let's talk this next week. We'll see if we can't set that up for the fans. I think that they would really enjoy that, man. We'll we'll see if we can't catch some footage there a little bit, and we'll see if we can't promote what you and Court are doing for the future of the sport, you know. And obviously, just like you said, it really helps motivate you guys for what you guys are doing every week out there, man. That's a great thing.
Oh, man, it really does. Like I said, you know, to see the fire that these guys have in their eyes. And also, I have somebody to answer to whenever I come back on Tuesday nights when those guys show up. If I did not have a very successful weekend, you know, they're trying to tell me what I did wrong. And it does give you that extra added motivation to do well because, you have – not only are you representing yourself, but you're representing a group now, and it's pretty important to stay motivated. And one thing that I always stress to the guys is that, everyone wants to win on Friday and Saturday at the event, but how bad do you want to win on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? And if they're not out training somewhere, there's some little Brazilian down south of the border that is training, and whenever he comes up here and you guys meet, he's going to try to take your money. So if you're not training harder than he is, then he'll win whenever he gets up here. And that always seems to fire him up and get him singing Born in the USA pretty quick.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, listen, we've actually got some fans in our chat room right now asking some questions. Are you going to be in Cedar Park on June 23rd?
Cedar Park. Actually, I think that's during the time that I will be gone to Brazil.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, we got some fans that I guess plan on being down there, and they were all about trying to run in and see you. But, obviously the money is pretty good down there in Brazil, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good down there. I mean, if you can if you can place, you can win quite a bit of money down there. Now, I will also say this, that those guys don't fall off very often, especially in their home territory. So, you better hope that you draw good and that you stay on, because those guys will.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, like I said, man, we've got many of our fans here sending you a big shout-out, telling you good luck this weekend. And I think a few of us even have you picked in our fantasy picks this weekend. I think Charlie T will be a good matchup for you, and I look forward to seeing how you can ride all weekend long, man. It's all about going out and having fun and living a dream, you know, and you guys certainly have that opportunity, and we appreciate watching you week in and week out.
Oh, I appreciate all the support, and I really appreciate you letting me be on your show.
Absolutely, Reese. Anytime, buddy, anytime. And like I said, we'll be in touch this next week, man, but we're going to let you get down to it. Are you going to be out signing autographs or anything this weekend?
Not today. I think we actually have an autograph signing tomorrow at Bass Pro, but today it's just kind of leisure, and I'm taking full advantage of that.
You bet, man. You bet. Well, hey, I'll let you get back to it. We've got some fans that are going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, that are actually on their way down there now, so we'll let them know that you'll be out there, I believe, at the Bass Pro Shop tomorrow, and they can certainly look for you, man. But we do appreciate you taking the time out, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
All right, Reese. You too.
Thank you.
All right, guys, Reese Gates obviously taking the time out for you, the fans, to jump on board here. What a great guy, you know. I mean, coming off a really big win or a big finish there in Seattle. It wasn't a win. It was a third-place finish. But, you know, to him, it was certainly a victory. It got him back in the groove of things. And I think we're going to see some good things out of him this weekend, you know. I like what he does, you know, spending time with some of these kids during the week and utilizing them to motivate himself. That, man, that says a whole lot about Reese and what he's doing, you know, and trying to help better himself by taking that drive that he sees in some of these 15, 16-year-old, you know, kids that are the future of the sport of the PBR. Man, you know, you can't say enough about a guy like that. You really can't. So glad that so many of you guys were able to tune in here today as we sat back and were able to talk with Reese. It was a little bit of a surprise. You know, we did get a phone call yesterday while I was out on the boat, you know, and I'm like, oh, shoot, you know, I better take this call. So, yeah, I'm out there fishing, running a video camera, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to take the call and talk with Reese, you know. But we were able to get him lined up here, and so glad that we did for you, the fans. So, like I said, you know, that's what it's all about right there is getting you guys a little bit closer to the athletes. Man, you know, it makes it tough, though. You know, this is a guy that I really would love to have in my fantasy picks. What do you guys think? I mean, you know, he's feeling good. He's feeling pretty motivated coming off of Seattle. Man, he's going to make that Tier C pretty tough matchup. Now, we've got two picks, and I've got to get them done here before the end of our show, so you guys got to help us out. We're going to take a short break. We're going to let you guys sit back and think about it. Let me know what you guys think for Tier C in particular. I've got everything else. We just need Tier C, so you guys let me know what you got going on. Hey, it's Friday. Almost rodeo bull riding time. It's time for the weekend. You guys stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time I've been back home. But with a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class riding in the next truck. Running up the trail to the challenge show. For the fields are getting higher everywhere that I go. When it's all that you know, what else can you do? Just keep heading with the steel, kick holes in the bulls. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio. Give me to Del Rio by Friday morning, and all my worries will be gone. Go ahead, boy, hand, sit up and ride, brain. Go ahead, boy, hand, stick your money in the bank. Go ahead, boy, hand, show the world what you think. Now that's how you do the boy hand thing. Running hard for the buckle and a little bit of green. I don't mess with the stuff, got my head on right. I'll have a check in my hand by the end of the night. Try and count me out, but I'm always in. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of how much I win. Being thrown off balance with all these heavy pockets. Being this damn good got me feeling real cautious. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right, we're kicking things off on a Friday. Now, one thing that I did forget to mention, but I want to let you guys know, Short Go Radio, coming up Sunday, and you're not going to want to miss it. I know that he's got a really good guest that all of you guys are going to want to talk with and sit back and listen from. Going to be, as of right now, it looks like it's going to be LJ Jenkins. So, That's another big announcement coming at you courtesy of Making8.com. You can find Short Go Radio right there on our homepage. Make sure to get over there, click on it. You guys can go on down and chat. I know I will be there on Sunday. We got PBR to watch. We've got the Des Moines Invitational. We've got CBR to follow up with. They're going to be down in Del Rio, Texas for the George Paul Memorial Bull Ride. Man, I'm excited. Love being here. Love being around the rodeos and love being around the bull riding. So, yes, you can bet on it. This is going to be a great weekend. So, going down to it, we got to get into the action here. We've only got about 20 minutes left in our show. I need two bull riders for Tier C. You know, I see that Mike Lee has been riding over 40% of his bulls. Makes for a good pick. Fabiano is another one. I mean, he's riding over 50% of his bulls. It's like, man, who do you go with? You know, really. There's so many of these guys. Luke Snyder coming on strong. We just had an opportunity to talk with Reese Gates, who's also coming on real strong. He's got a good matchup with Charlie T. You know, and I'm getting the word, so, yes, we're going to go with it. I'm going to take your advice. We're going to take Reese Gates in one of our picks. Now, we need one more. We got Colby Yates, Stormy Wing, Sean Willingham. You know, Sean is getting on a bull that I don't believe has been registered yet, Wrangler Renegade. And, well, of course, we know that Miss Emily, you know, has, you know, Renegade in her name. So guess what? Sean Willingham is going to be my pick. Sean Willingham, Reese Gates are my picks for Tier C, and that is the final deal. So, going back, recapping, we'll let you guys know who we have one more time. We've got Austin Meyer, Robinson Palermo, Shane Proctor, Reese Cates, and Sean Willingham. We've got for our Bulls After Party, Big Tex, Cooper Tires Wild and Out, and Billionaire as our tiebreaker Bull. So that's it. We're saving it. That's the way it's going to be here for the weekend. And hopefully everybody else has got their picks in for the Fantasy Draft weekend, and you are in the Making 8 group page, as we are going to be giving away a belt buckle at the end of the season. So, you know, yeah, you guys make sure to get on over there and check that out and join the group page so you guys can jump on board and have a chance to win the first ever Making 8 Maniac belt buckle that we're going to be awarding. Man, it's going to be great times. Hey, I'm not going to lie to you guys, though. It's Friday. We're going to sit back and listen to the LEC tonight. But before we do that, we're going to sit back and go fishing again. Man, I got so addicted to it. Just so much fun out here doing some fishing with Jay Brainerd. We've got a show coming up Sunday. We're going to do a broadcast. We're also going to show you our highlights. Now, what we're going to do is probably a two-part segment. We're going to do our first half of our show, probably based on, this is the way we're looking to have it done, based on our Tampa Invitational highlight clips that we have been promising you guys, and we're going to get them to you, okay? So that's what we're going to do right there. We're going to give you guys the opportunity to see some of those highlights, some of the interviews that we had, and how much fun we had hanging out with the Making 8 Maniacs first. Then we're going to take probably like a five-minute break. We're going to throw a song out there. Then we're going to go back, and we're going to do a second video stream that will be recorded. Both of them will be archived, so you can go back and watch them later on, but we'll have the chat room open. We'll sit back and talk about some of the highlights. Jay Brainerd will be my co-host, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to recap yesterday's fishing expedition that we did. Man, you talk about a lot of fun. I can't say enough about Tony Cotney, who took the time out for us. It really was a lot of fun. Now, I will tell you that we do have the lovely Miss Kat Johnson, who's finally able to make it here in the chat room.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's buck.
Well, there you go. Obviously, we got to have the Kat Johnson call, as the Cougar is now in the house, joining us for the last 15 minutes of our Friday show. Do know that so many of our other fans have been there tuning in on the phone lines, checking in with us, and we do appreciate all of you guys. Man, you really are just so much fun. We have had a blast here this week. We've had some great guests. you guys have sat up here and heard me stall and try to come about. We did have some unfortunate deals. Weren't able to get Tuff Hedeman on our show here on Wednesday like we had hoped. However, we do have it rescheduled for this Tuesday. So we're going to work on getting Tuff back on our show. We're going to talk about the Del Rio, Texas event just a little bit, as it'll be aired later on this month, so you guys will have an opportunity to check in and talk with Tuff, get to know him just a little bit more. Make sure you guys have your questions ready for him. Hang on to him for sure. It's going to be a great time. Now, we do have many notes and many questions jotted down here for Tuff, and we're going to make this a really good show. Obviously get to know a little bit more about the CBR and get to know a little bit more about Tuff and what he's been doing these days, you know? So yeah, guys, make sure to stay tuned to that as we have that lined up for Tuesday. Who are we going to have next week? I don't know. You better hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to get wild. I mean, you know, this week, I don't know if we could top a show like this week. First off, we had Bonner Bolton, who was able to finally join us here in the last 15 minutes of his show on Tuesday, but we did get him on board. This week, we had Aaron Coscarelli, Austin Meyer, Reese Cates. I'm telling you, you know, it's fantastic. We have just been so blessed to have so many great names joining us here on the Lunch Hour show. Shoot, Sunday we had Rob Smets with us, you know. You got to love a guy like Rob to be able to take the time out and join us, you know. Although it was a bittersweet day for us in the rodeo world, you know, it was still really nice to have him on board. And it means a lot to have so many of you fans that are tuned in and just really enjoying what we're bringing you guys. I, for one, am, you know, just absolutely, you know, I'm thrilled. You can't say enough about you, the fans. You guys are making this show what it is, and it's, you know, because of you guys that we're here almost every day. 6 days a week, we're bringing you action, and sometimes even seven. You know, last week we were here, we did six radio shows last week, as well as, three video broadcasts. So we were there with you guys 7 days a week. You guys have been with us for our 19-hour road trips. Actually, I was going to stand corrected. It was actually more like 24 because some of you Making 8 fans got me lost on the way from Florida to Oklahoma. I can't believe it, but it did happen. And that was with the GPS on top of everything. I just can't believe that you guys would get me so lost. Yeah, and that's probably why Reese does travel alone, so that way he doesn't have traveling partners that are getting him sidetracked. So, yes, it was a 23-hour road trip, but we certainly did enjoy it and loved every minute of it. And I can't wait to get out and do it again. Now, I will tell you that we're doing more and more road trips here in the next couple coming weeks, so you guys can make sure to stay tuned to that. We're going to be heading out a few different places here in Oklahoma, as well as heading down to Texas at the end of the month. So we're going to be able to head down that way. We're also going to be hanging around Cowboy Dave. We're going to have an opportunity to run into him and hopefully some more of you Making 8 fans. So, and absolutely, you guys are 100% awesome traveling partners to have. I was so glad to be able to have you guys with us for our road trips, and we're going to do it some more. You can bet on that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making 8 as we let you know where we're going and when we're leaving. So make sure to keep your bags packed there, fans, because we will be out there. Man, I got 10 minutes left here on our show. I don't have any cowboy logic for the day. We're going to have to see if I can go back to our archives and pull up some good cowboy logic for you guys. I will tell you that just trying to check in some of the things that are going on Twitter right now. Let's see. I have to scroll on that. Y'all know I don't multitask very well, and I apologize for that. But, hey, you guys should know me by now. Let's see. All right, I do have some good cowboy logic for you today. and I will be bringing that to you here shortly. So, anyhow, hopefully everybody's got their fantasy picks for the week. I know that we're excited about what's going on there. I got to get back up there, though. You know, I mean, I took a pretty big fall this past week. My bull riders did not come out too well. I should have had guys like Reese Gates for sure. And, you know, there again, Luke Snyder, you know, another one that's really been on fire. But I think that this week I've got Reese picked. I've got some wild cards picked. I've got Austin Meyer, you know, who is definitely says that he is feeling good. His shoulders are feeling great. So, yeah, I think that we've got some good picks this weekend. Fortunately, or hopefully everybody will have a great weekend, a good safe weekend out there. As you guys are getting out to rodeos and going to check out the PBR, you know, we're excited. Make sure to send us pictures and tweets and updates. We want to know about how you guys are making that out there. So make sure to definitely do that. Gotta once again thank Reese Gates for taking the time out to jump on board here with you, the Making Eight fans. I mean, it, you know, it's really good that we're able to have that opportunity so you guys get to know him just a little bit more. I think it's cool that he, you know, I think it's really cool that he will take that time out, as well as guys like Austin Meyer, you know, and even Aaron Coscarelli. You know, they're so busy getting things geared up for the next week. So, look, you know what? I'm getting some good cowboy logic coming in from one of our biggest fans, Miss Shannon Taylor, sending us some good cowboy logic for the day. When you're up to your nose in manure, keep your mouth shut. And, man, does that work. So, yes, I wasn't ignoring you, Miss Shannon, who is on Twitter. I'm trying to bounce back and forth here, but, yes, absolutely. So there's some cowboy logic for you for the day, courtesy of Miss Shannon Taylor. Now, I do have some more cowboy logic for you for the day. This one's actually going to come in from Cody Custer. And, you know, he posts a lot of inspirational, some good motivational quotes and things like that are out there. Cody's a great guy. Had an opportunity to meet him last year and can't wait to get out here and see him again here real soon. Says, we can't help but hear the Father. His Spirit is always speaking to us. It's the listening that takes focus. And, you know, it's something that we should all take a look at. You know, sometimes we've really got to focus more on listening instead of just hearing. So there's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Mr. Cody Custer. And you know what? Last minute here, I'm actually getting some cowboy logic coming in from Miss Making Eight herself. Here's some more. If you think you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping in a room with an active mosquito. Okay. There's some more good cowboy logic for you for the day. Thank you, Mrs. Making It Eight, for throwing that out there, who's listening while she's at work. Hopefully not getting herself in trouble. But, yes, absolutely helping us out right there as we needed it for our cowboy logic for the day. So appreciate everybody for throwing that out there. And so glad that you guys are able to help us out on a Friday. Man, I cannot wait to go fishing. We got the poles lined up. We're getting ready to head back out on the lake, and we're going to go hook some good ones. It looks like Miss Cat. Yeah, you'll have to go back and listen to the archives if you missed our interview that we just had with Reese Gates. What an upstanding guy he is, and, you know, want to wish him the best of luck this weekend, not just because of the fact that he's on my fantasy team. So, yeah, we got to absolutely wish we got to root for Reese Gates to help us out here all weekend long. But really, you know, I think that this guy has what it takes. He's got a good matchup to start things off in round one. So we will be tuned in to the LEC tonight. Hopefully you will be as well. We're going to sit back, have a good time, watch some, listen to some bull riding. We're going to watch more bull riding tomorrow. And like I said, make sure to tune in Sunday, Short Go Radio, with Mike Anderson. He's going to be sitting down with LJ Jenkins, going to be able to talk with him. I believe right after his show, we're going to carry right into our Making Eight broadcast, and we're going to do that recap from Tampa that we've been promising you guys we do have. And then we're going to shoot over to the highlight clips from yesterday as we were out fishing with a Bass Pro fisherman and Tony Coatney. So, yes, myself and Jay Brainerd are going to be there as your host for the night. We're going to sit back and chat. We're going to watch a whole bunch of bull riding. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. So, guys, make sure to get over there. Stay tuned to making8.com. Go check out Short Go Radio Sunday. And if we don't see you on our show, well, shame on you. Don't make us come track you down now. We'll load up all the traveling partners we have here with making8.com. We'll come find you. So until the end of this weekend there, fans, y'all get a grip. Have a great week. We'll see you down the road.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at making8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's making8.com. Get a grip.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. 'Cause my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting, all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. With me.
the idea with me.